Item nine, miscellaneous staff reports. Anything to report?
Surprise.
I had a great week and a half.
All right.
Things are going well. Been talking with a lot of folks and absorbing a lot of information about the organization. We have a lot of great folks working at Sisera, and I look forward to learning more.
All right. Tim, anything else?
Sure. Let's go ahead and talk more about organizational change, personnel leave. Lower level, or I shouldn't say lower level, less critical change at Oak Tree. Bill Sacker, who was the head of their mezzanine group, resigned last week. It was abrupt. You'll recall that in our opportunistic allegation, we made a commitment to Oak Tree's internal fund of funds for 2009, which includes principal investing, opportunistic investing, and then a 10% sleeve of mezzanine debt. Well, it's the 10% sleeve of mezzanine debt that's already invested. The head of that's leaving. We'll take a look at the proposed replacements. It looks isolated so far at this point, and the individual deputies have nominated themselves to step up into that role. So it does not look systemic at this point.
Okay. Kurt?
Nothing from me.
No. Karen?
One item to report, Sackers has hired a consultant to reorganize the 37 Act so that it is in better order. And the consultant has reached out to me with some Contra Costa specific statutes, of which there are many, asking whether I would be okay with that reorganization. So I will be reviewing that proposal soon.
Is there already a bill sponsor and a sort of a plan legislatively, or is this just a Sackers idea that they'd like to find and go shop to somebody?
Sackers has their own lobbyists. I don't think it's at that stage yet. I think they would like to just get input from the different systems right now about what they think about the proposal to reorganize and if they have any concerns.
So it'd be like a real ground up sort of involve all the 37 Act participants into how it might be reformulated or recast? No, Harvey.
I think Dave was hired essentially to renumber and rearrange and move pieces around but leave text unchanged.
Right, there's so no this substantive is a, changes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I read into that there was
they're
substance.
Not touching the third rail of the 37 Act, trust me.
Karen,
it's painting the BART station.
Sacker's president reached out and wanted to find out how our board felt about defined benefit plans and whether or not Sacker should develop a plan to defend defined benefit plans. And you mentioned that you received a letter from him and that you would provide that at the next board meeting. That was last board meeting, I just remembered this. And that was the last board meeting. So that we could discuss it, so I could give some direction to the president regarding whether or not this board wanted to go one way or the other with it. And we didn't have it. Can we have that at the next board meeting?
I think that was Kurt that had the letter.
Gail and I think Brian have the letter. That's what it was addressed to. You can have it any time.
Can we have it and use it and at least have a short discussion so I know where this board is leaning with regards to that at the next board meeting? Can you agendize that?
In the special meeting?
August
meeting.
Yeah, because at least we ought to be able to, people ought to be able to read the letter so they have some idea of what he's requesting.
Sure. And Jerry, along those lines, I sent something to Gail. I went to the San Diego website, and they have this one link on their page that really says informational stuff about a DB plan. I thought it was very good. I can either shoot it to you or just go to their website. I thought it was something nice and we could maybe incorporate it.
Okay. Well, after we read the letter, maybe that's a direction that we can go if we.
Right.
That's what you're suggesting.
I was impressed with it. So, yeah.
Okay.
Jessica or Karen, anything to report? Yep. Okay.
We had 121 retirements for dates of 7/11 or earlier for the month of July. So less than the number we were expecting. So our E10 workload will be much better than anticipated.
Okay. Raleigh, anything from compliance?
Well, we sent out the notifications to the employers that we'll be starting the employer audit cycle. So we'll start coordinating with employers in August for scheduling outside reviews.
Great. Okay. Outside professionals. Harvey?
Just briefly, in keeping with my theme today of tamping down fear and uncertainty and doubt, I'll do one for the board. The case came down at a Los Angeles Superior Court last month called Sanchez versus CalPERS. And it has to do with their long-term care policies. The trial judge, a demur was filed to throw the case out early, and the trial judge ruled against that. In doing that, the trial judge issued a bunch of statements that are frankly flat wrong. And they have to do with personal liability of retirement board members and the ability to insure yourselves against potential liability. The judge was just wrong. I don't know if it was because it wasn't properly briefed before the court or why, but there are people going around the state, and this is why I'm telling you now, so that if you go to Sackers or CalPERS or something like that, and people say, you know, you really ought to get worried or up your personal umbrella policy or something like that, I want you to not be so fearful. This was a trial court ruling. It was not an appellate court ruling. It's frankly just wrong about the liability of board members and their ability to indemnify themselves and get insurance coverage. And, you know, we can have a conversation about that sometime later if you want. I think we've done that a couple years ago. But if you hear about this Sanchez case or somebody's out there trying to put fear, uncertainty, and doubt in your mind about your role and potential liability as board members, I suggest you excuse yourself and go on to a more fruitful conversation, because the fear is unfounded. It's one trial judge in a busy department in Los Angeles who didn't get all the facts and didn't get them all right. So just a heads up if you hear somebody whispering about Sanchez.
Did CalPERS make any statement regarding that?
They haven't made any public statement about that.
Okay.
Marty, Bob?
Lots of things in work, but nothing to report right now.
Okay. Sounds good. Trustee comments. Jerry.
You hesitated there.
Well, I was hesitating. You
had to make sure which
whether
chair.
Or not I was gonna
call on me or not.
Well, that
or tell me.
Or clarify which Jerry. You won't be sorry you called on me. Because I think it would be appropriate for us to add to the minutes some acknowledgement, official acknowledgement, of how well the transition has gone. And I would like to go on record as suggesting that, near as I can tell, the operation of CICERA has not missed a beat during that transition phase. And I would credit our chair, Brian, and I wonder what he's doing with all of his free time now that he's no longer acting CEO. The CICERA staff, and especially the senior staff, and acknowledge that that transition went extraordinarily well. And I think the members should be pleased with that.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
Well said.
Now, aren't you glad you called on me?
I am. You have anything else to say?
You read that very well,
Jerry. Quit while I'm here.
Karen, did you?
I'm looking at our website, and it has a contact CICERA, but it has no staff. And as we're redoing the website and or we need to update it, key staff need to be listed that people can get to. Gail, our CFO, our, you know, this doesn't help. And I'm sorry to sound critical, I don't mean to be, but it's one of my big bugaboos is when we have public websites that you cannot get a hold of staff. I don't want to call a general number and go into a mailbox. People need to get a hold of, you know, I'm not saying every staff person, but our key, at least our key staff, and perhaps that goes to some policy committee, but this is not adequate.
You're saying instead of calling like a general number,
that says it, you know, Gail in.
It just says the Sarah's voicemail system is available 24 hours a day. You can leave a message in the general mailbox. Your message will be forwarded to the correct staff member for response. I need a phone number for Gail. I need a phone number for Tim. I need one for Kurt. I need one.
You already have. You want that on the website, or you want it personally?
Well, I don't carry around the roster.
Oh,
I do everything electronic, and I, you know, I need that information, and the public needs it. It's not just for me. I think, you know, if somebody wants to call and get a hold, I'm sure the people you do business with have that, but this just, what I am concerned about is this says to the public, we don't want you to call us. We'll handle how we deal with your phone calls, and I just don't think that's appropriate as a public agency.
I kind of like. Well, I'm trying to go ahead, Deborah.
I would disagree specifically with respect to reaching the CEO. I don't think that number.
You can give a general number. I'm not saying give her direct.
General phone number would be fine.
Absolutely.
What if somebody's looking at who is our CEO?
You're talking about an org chart, right?
I can't see anything here. Yeah. That says that.
And okay, you so you don't want the phone number, but the, and at least the name. The
I think it's 521-3960.
However, I'm not just some number other than a general number, and I do think we should be listing staff and what their roles are.
Yeah. They don't,
you know, so are you saying to list staff's direct line number?
It took me 2 years to get it down.
Yeah, I might like.
You guys don't have to.
We don't have direct lines. Yeah.
Nobody's got it.
Well, that takes care of it.
If you get them, let me
know. Well, then put on here.
Problem solved.
But it does say there. The
fact,
and
they
that's
just tore all the phones out.
But just, you know, I think we need to be listing who our staff are, at least. So people, if they're on the outside, I want to get hold of the executive director, Cicera. I don't know who that is.
Right.
You know, especially, you know, that's what I'm looking for, folks.
We can do that.
This is not transparent enough.
There you go.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. Personal cell phone number.
Do we have a group going on on updating the website at some point?
I know Marilyn asked that we authorized money for them to do it.
Did we kind of lose that?
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
I thought we did.
Yes, we did back in like January.
We did, but it was very tiny amount of money.
And you said no. You said come back to us with.
We said we were going to wait till we had a new CEO.
That
honestly.
Was right.
Oh, okay. Well, time's
so
up.
It's going to fall on you.
Got it.
You got it, Gail?
New website. I have got it.
Next meeting, Gail, and what would your number be?
There wasn't enough background, just so you know, in that staff report for us to authorize it. And we said we'd wait till the new CEO came on so you could look at it and provide us with more information about what we would be doing.
Okay. Any other trustee comment? Thank you, everyone, for your patience. We got through a lot of stuff today. Hopefully we learned a lot of new stuff. Tim, thank you very much for being
just a quick reminder, next week's meeting is on Thursday. That's the Cortex workshop meeting.
And in August, do we have one meeting in August?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
That.